This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, November 13th. I'm Riley Carroll with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. Colorado State Patrol responded to a two-vehicle crash on Highway 160 in Alamosa County Friday afternoon. According to the State Patrol press release, the Jeep Cherokee was traveling eastbound on Highway 60 and the Hyundai Elantra was traveling westbound just before drifting off the north edge of the road. The driver of the Hyundai Elantra was identified to be 46-year-old Melissa Chacon. She died at the scene. As for the other driver of the Jeep Cherokee, the driver was identified to be 23-year-old Faith Pacheco. Pacheco sustained serious injuries and is being treated at San Luis Valley Health. The crash is under investigation. A Fort Carson soldier is just one of seven men recently arrested, accused of trying to hire children for sex. What they didn't know is that they were part of an undercover operation being run out of Pueblo. Those arrested came from across areas of the state. The name that pops out of the arrest documents is Army Soldier Richie Cov. Court records outlining an online conversation between Cov and an undercover officer. Cov asking, "Hey, where are you?" Adding, "Can I see a pic of you?" The officer writing back, quote, "I got two sweet things for you. One is 14 and the other is 12. Both girls are ready to party." Cov's chilling reply, quote, "What are the rates?" Cov was arrested after a $200 exchange was made at an undisclosed location in Pueblo. He's now facing anywhere from 4 to 12 years in prison. And in El Paso County, contact tracing efforts have come to a screeching halt. Health leaders saying people just aren't picking up their phones to provide critical information, despite the fact that contact tracing for COVID-19 is still one of the best tools to interrupt the spread. It's also a way to educate people about new treatment options. For now, El Paso County Health says it will continue to call and text and email educational information to those who test positive. That's a look at your top headlines. For more news, head over to KRDO.com. I'm Riley Carroll. Have a wonderful Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Partly cloudy skies, a little breezy at times, but the winds should be dying down over the next few hours. Temperatures will be dropping to the mid-40s. Then for overnight, we're looking at mostly clear skies. Lows will be in the upper 20s to low 30s with winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. It'll be moderately warm on Sunday with temperatures near 60 degrees. That's still warmer for the average this time of year. And on Monday and Tuesday, look for high temperatures in the 70s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.